This year's UN Environment Assembly, UNEA, focused on how to beat pollution, which is a major driver of climate change and species extinction. Pollution, according to the Lancet Report 2017, is the largest environmental cause of disease and premature deaths in the world today, responsible for an estimated 9 million premature deaths in 2015. Developing countries suffer the effects of climate change the most, though they contribute less to the weather phenomenon. It is on this basis that the African Ministerial Conference, AMCEN, the highest decision-making body within the AU on environmental issues, has been taking measures to address the issue. The Gabonese Minister of Forests, Sea and Environment, Mubele Bubeya, is president of AMCEN.
The population of Nigeria is going to increase by something like 25 or 35%, and we need to adapt our global environment to make sure that we have the means and the wealth to take care of these people as well, but maintaining what we have the most permanent, our earth, our environment, and we have to do whatever we have to. And we cannot just accept to sacrifice our own future and the future of generations to come just on financial interest, which at times do not even impact on local populations as well.
On how indigenous knowledge is being utilized in some of the environmental issues, the AMCEN president noted that this is vital for development.
I believe personally that you cannot possibly hope to go forward if you do not know what knowledge you can actually extract from what our past generations have, what our communities have. What people call natives know. Natives are ourselves. So it's very important for us to go back into ourselves, knowing what we know and putting forward the knowledge that they have. The West is taking advantage of that.
Mr. Bubeya acknowledged the fact that pollution control will advance attainment of many of the Sustainable Development Goals, the 17 goals established by the UN to guide global development in the 21st century.
Joyce Jeche reporting.